Research process, findings, and design. The original research was framed by a Hennepin County University partnership as an investigation of juvenile incarceration to develop a spectrum of care for youth that will include such issues as incarceration, correctional placement, and treatment for addiction in mental health. The study took place over 3 years, evolving from being a studio class called Reconceiving Juvenile Incarceration to a class called Preventing Juvenile Incarceration, and finally to a studio entitled Expanding Youth Opportunities. These titles changed as we realized that incarceration was not the solution for youth offenders and acknowledged the importance of treatment and trauma-informed care as an alternative when developing facilities to support youth development into productive, kind adults who contribute to their communities. During the first 2 years of the project, Angela Cousins, Division Manager for the Hennepin County Department of Community Correctional and Rehabilitation, and Daniel Treden with BWBR Architects, taught the course with Julia Robinson, School of Architecture, University of Minnesota. And in the third year, due to the pandemic, they served as project reviewers. In the second and third years, Alicia Price, Price Dynamic, served as community consulting and liaison to Northside Community Project participants. Site visits during the first year revealed institutionalized racism, with the majority of troubled white youth receiving treatment in private facilities for addiction and mental health, and troubled youth of color in juvenile correctional placements. Interaction with community members and inventory of services show a lack of resources and prevention programs available to assist family and young people in the zip codes with the largest number of youth in correctional placements. In the second year of the project, we learned that transition age youth, those who graduated from high school or from foster care in the Northside neighborhood, were often without jobs and housing and could benefit from a period of transition to adulthood. In the third year, we focused on transition age youth. As a result of our evolving research findings, student projects addressed youth in different ways each year. In 2018, student design projects for affected neighborhoods in both North and South Minneapolis that addressed the gaps in existing service. Focusing on after-school activities, job training, and treatment facilities. For the last 2 years, students focused on North Minneapolis. In 2019, students addressed family services, child care, arts facilities, and transition from incarceration. In 2020, student designed facilities to serve the need of transitioned age youth, such as housing and service for youth experiencing homelessness, training to be business entrepreneurs, a center for carpentry, music and performance, a youth-run restorative justice center.